a really fun concert coming up Saturday, the 21st at 4 o'clock at Emmanuel United Church of Christ. Joining me from the Lafayette Children's Choir is Leanne Starkey. Welcome.
Hi.
It's good to have you back. I was curious. You guys have been very busy, I know, between this last, you know, holiday season and now. So many things happen, and yet all of a sudden here it's April. How are rehearsals going?
They're going well, and we only have a few left. It's hard to believe.
This concert is called Peace on Earth and Lots of Little Crickets. Where did you guys get this title?
A visiting choir last year that we had came with this song, and we got to sing it with them last year. But it wasn't in a main concert. It was just a side little one-day festival. And this year, when the adult choir wanted to focus on peace, we wanted to do that as well, but have a way to do it in a really fun way for kids. And that was to do the song Peace on Earth and Lots of Little Crickets, which fit into like an animal type theme for us.
That's a lot of fun. I love the description that it says everything from fireflies and hedgehogs to an orchestra of crickets. So does this happen with wordplay, with sounds? How are there extra musical ideas that come through
mostly
this?
Mostly it's all in just the text of the songs, but we do have a couple pieces like the Peace on Earth one that'll have cricket sounds and other instruments that the kids will be playing to kind of give that effect. And we're practicing some animal sounds for our final song, which will be The Lion Sleeps Tonight. So
nice. Leanne Starkey is here from the Lafayette Children's Choir. Would you tell us, I know there are four choirs. Would you tell us about each of these? Because there's several new choirs that are
there. Our new choir this year is the Young Voices group, and that is kindergartners and first graders. And we also have Prelude, which is second and third grade, more or less. We have just kind of a loose, you know, assignment on grades, but concert choir is generally fourth, fifth, sixth, some seventh, maybe grade seventh graders. And our high school and middle school group is the youth chorus.
All right. And they're all part of the Lafayette Children's Choir. Tell us, are they all going to be singing on the 21st?
Mm-hmm. All four choirs will be singing, and we'll even have some numbers where they sing together. So it's even a bigger mass of a choir. We have almost 100 singers now.
Wow, that's exciting. If my child is interested in participating in the fall, what should they be doing?
If they visit our website at LafayetteChildrensChoir.org, they'll see, or even email us at info@LafayetteChildrensChoir.org. We can get them hooked up with an audition time for the fall. We're too close to the end of the year right now to join, but we would love to have some new singers in August.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I know you guys do two or three concerts each year and perform, and there's always wonderful sort of holiday participation where the, you know, the adults are part of it too, which I think is always sort of a great mentoring sort of thing. What are rehearsals like? Is it once a week? And tell us a little bit about the schedule.
We meet once a week on Monday evenings, and the choirs meet anywhere from an hour for our youngest to about an hour and 15 minutes for our older singers, and we meet basically from August to December, and then January through April, pretty consistently once a week. Every once, you know, we have spring break and things like that, but yeah, just a weekly routine.
Well, we're looking forward to Peace on Earth and Lots of Little Crickets. You mentioned The Lion Sleeps Tonight, I think, some animal sounds in that. Tell us what else for children of all ages to expect on this concert.
Some of the songs are just so funny. There's one, I know the youth chorus is singing, and I don't know how many animals it is, but animals we've never even heard of. So they're going to hear fun new animals like budgerigars, and then ones they know like bumblebees, bandicoots, bullfrogs. There's just so many. And then there's even nice, slower, more traditional ones. There's the spiritual and lullaby, all the pretty little horses that'll be on the concert. So there's a good variety, and they might remember singing, you know, hearing that when they were babies going to sleep, all the pretty little horses. So
some of our audience here on 101.3 FM might recognize the composer Johannes Brahms and Eric Whitaker. We just adore his music. And those are sort of, as much as this is fun, these are sort of some meat and potatoes choirs, wouldn't you say?
The Seal Lullaby by Eric Whitaker will be sung by the youth chorus. And it has been a beautiful, beautiful piece to learn and challenging for sure. It's just the harmonies in the way he writes his music is gorgeous, but definitely a challenge.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It is at 4 o'clock at Emmanuel United Church of Christ. Where can folks find out more about this on April 21st?
On our website, LafayetteChildrensChoir.org, or the Lafayette Master Chorale's website.
All right.
Well.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward and hope you'll come back.
Thank you.